On Tuesday, William Vickery, a Columbia University professor, was named co-winner of the Nobel Prize for Economics. Today, he is dead of an apparent heart attack. The 82-year-old Columbia University scholar was found Thursday night slumped over the wheel of his car on a parkway just north of New York City, 12 miles from his home. Vickery loved to attend seminars and was traveling alone to Boston for an academic conference. NPR's John Itzde has more on William Vickery's contribution.
William Vickery was something of a surprise winner of the Nobel Economic Prize this year. He wasn't on the short list of those who handicapped the Nobel sweepstakes. Part of the reason, says fellow economist and colleague Kelvin Lancaster, is that Vickery was outside the economics mainstream.
In several cases, he worked on things that nobody even paid any attention to, and then years later somebody would start working on them and discover that Bill Vickery had done all this years ago.
For instance, Vickery pioneered work on auctions. Today, elements of that work are being adapted for use in the sale of broadcast spectrum by the government, one of the hottest areas of the communications business. Vickery was also very interested in public utilities and peak usage. Decades ago, he unsuccessfully urged New York City to adopt a subway fare system, charging more for longer rides and use during peak periods. He suggested using punch cards and mechanical exit machines to levy charges and give change. His ideas are now in use in many areas, using cards with magnetic strips. Vickery was also something of an eccentric, says his friend, Professor Lancaster. He seemed to doze off during meetings and then would suddenly awake to make a pithy comment, suggesting he hadn't been sleeping after all. And he roller skated to the university through the streets of New York long before the advent of rollerblades.
The whole process was added to by the fact that he has a sort of a plywood and wire model which he used for instructional purposes, which he used to carry on his head while he was roller skating down the road. So he was apparently quite a sight.
Vickery, who was born in Canada, was a Quaker and a conscientious objector during World War II. In recent years, he'd become concerned that the fight against inflation and attempts to balance the federal budget were curbing growth, keeping unemployment too high and hurting the poor. In an interview Tuesday, Vickery advocated higher deficits and debt.
If government debt doesn't grow, GDP won't grow.
Most people say just the opposite.
That's the trouble. That's why I'm waging a big fight, and I'm hoping to use this sudden fame to get into the fight with more effectiveness.
The great irony, says Kelvin Lancaster, is that just days after gaining a long-awaited pulpit, William Vickery has died. Vickery is survived by his wife, Cecile. I'm John Itzde in Washington.